So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John Jay and Rich.
All right, it's John Jay and Rich. It's time for Second Date Update. You meet somebody, you go on a date, you have a good time. You expect there to be a second date, but for whatever reason, there isn't one. Maybe they're ghosting you. Maybe they didn't show up for the second date. Whatever the deal is, you come to us. We go over the first date. We go over how you met. We go over where everything, like we troubleshoot things where we think things might have gone wrong. Then we call the person you went out with and we find out through their point of view why they hate your face.
Oh,
so, Bryce, welcome to Second Date Update. Why don't you tell us all about your situation?
Hey, what's up, guys? So we actually met through work. You know, we talk a lot, just like small talk, you know, when we walk by each other every now and then. And, you know, it's always good conversation. So I asked her out to dinner.
And how did dinner go?
I thought the day was amazing. You know, from what I could tell, food and drinks were great. I felt like, you know, conversation was effortless. I felt like there was a good vibe. A lot of similarities. You know, her and I, we didn't talk about work, which was great. And, or, you know, just since being in the environment in general was also just a great experience. That was it. That's what happened.
And then after the date, like, was it just dinner and then you guys just went home?
We went back to my place and, we had another drink and, you know, started to get a little handsy. Ooh. And, hooked up. And so that's why I'm here. I just really hope you guys can, you know, kind of help me get some answers because the big thing is I just don't want, you know, things to be weird at work. You know, I want this to work, but I also want work to work, you know? So kind of clear in the air there.
So you hooked up and then she spent the night and you had breakfast in the morning and then she left, or you hooked up and she left?
We hooked up and then she left. She didn't stay the night.
And you've been texting her and calling her and nothing?
Yeah, I've been texting her. I tried calling her. She didn't answer. I texted her and she texted me back, but it's just this very like short-winded, just, you know, just kind of like I've been dating for a while. I know how like the phasing out looks, you know, and I'm starting to kind of feel that vibe from these message lengths and durations.
And you haven't
that makes any sense.
Run into each other at work at all?
No, we haven't. Not yet.
So she didn't say no, thank you. She's just not really committing to anything.
Well, she actually, I mean, I'll let you guys know. I mean, this is very important, but she did text me back. She said we probably shouldn't see each other anymore.
Oh.
Just because we should match work in relationships. I'm sorry, guys.
That's not a phase out. That's a blow off. That is a bye. Take care.
So, you want to know what happened, right? Like, why?
Yeah, I just kind of want to know, you know, like, is there more to the story? You know, I'm really, like I said, I'm really into her. I just want it to work out.
So then, if we were to break this down, things are going great. They get intimate.
Mm-hmm.
It's after the intimate part where she says, right. So something happened again, either in the actual act, or she saw something in the room, or he said something in the act. Something there must have happened that turned her off, right? Mm-hmm. That has nothing to do with work. And she's using work as an excuse, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
I don't know what it was.
Can you guys date? Like, is that something that's allowed at your work?
I don't know, but I don't think it's an issue. I mean, there are other people in our company that are, like, married, but I wonder if it's just...
No, but hold on. I'm getting back to the point. There's something like it seems like she's using the work thing as an excuse. Something happened that night. Like already she agreed to go on a date knowing that they work together. They go out, they go back to his house. Things get intimate. Things happen. She's already getting intimate with him knowing that they work together. Then all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, something didn't work right. That she was like, gross, I'm out, or this is wrong. And then she's like, texts you and says, hey, I don't want to see you anymore. Is that what was the phrase? What was the text?
It's
not going to work between us? Yeah. All right.
So you think it was like actually during when they hooked up, or could it be maybe she texted someone afterwards, oh my gosh, I hooked up with Bryce, and they're like, what? Mm. And then gave her some
It could have been that too, but I think it was something, I don't think it has to do with work. I think it has to do with something that's happened, or something. Bryce, oh my God, he does this, or while they were doing it, he was like, if it is work related, they were doing it, and he was like, oh yeah, good job, you're getting a raise tomorrow or something, right? Oh yeah, way to go. I'm going to talk to HR, you are being promoted. Oh. And she's like, gross, who are you? You know what I mean? Or something like that.
We don't even work in the same department.
Right. All right, Bryce, what's her name?
Heather.
All right, we'll get Heather on the line, and we'll see, we'll get her version of the story, all right? So, hold on, Bryce. Second Date Update continues next with John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich.
All right, so we're in the middle of Second Date Update. You've got Bryce and Heather, co-workers, pass each other in the hallways, don't really do whatever, but somehow, I forget even how they asked, how did he ask her out? I don't even remember. You guys remember?
He just did it. He just asked her out because they talked and flirted every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Asked her out. She said yes. They went to dinner. Then they went back to his house. And then his words were they got a little handsy.
Mm-hmm. And hooked up.
They hooked up. And then she left. And he's been texting her after that, and she said, I don't think this is going to work out. What happened between these two that she doesn't want to see him anymore? He doesn't want it to get awkward at work either. So, let's see.
Bryce, we're calling her up right now. Stay quiet until we get some kind of answer out of her, and then we can bring you in.
Okay. All right.
Hello?
Hi, is Heather available?
Yeah, this is she.
Hi, Heather. This is Suzette from the John, Jay, and Rich Show. How are you?
Oh, hi.
We want to talk to you on the radio, but we need your permission. So is it okay if we put you on?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
What's your take, or what's the policy at work with dating coworkers? Are you allowed to do that?
Well, it's like, I mean, obviously anywhere you work, it's kind of frowned upon. But it's not explicitly said that you can't date anybody at work.
Okay.
But it's not recommended.
Okay. Because we were talking to Bryce, your coworker.
Okay.
And he told us how you guys went out, how you guys went to dinner. He told us pretty much everything. And the reason he told us all that is because he wanted to know if we could talk to you, get your point of view of the date, because he thought things were going great, and he said he's into self-help and getting better, and he wants to know if he did something wrong on the date because you don't want to see him again, which he understands, but he's using us as a tool so maybe he can get better. Or is he a tool? So he told us about the date. So what? Why don't you want to see him? He told us about your text to him. We just want to get bits and pieces from you.
Okay. I wasn't expecting this today, but so honestly, like the date with Bryce was really good. I had a lot of fun. I'd been seeing him for a while, and I thought he was really cute, just like, you know, at work. But you don't want to know until you don't want to just dive in because it's someone you work with, you know. But we went on a date, and it was really good. And we had a lot of fun. He's really like easy to talk to and everything. But just, I don't know. It just didn't really work out, all around. So I just told him, like, maybe we shouldn't see each other anymore. And he seemed to take it really well. So I'm a little surprised we're talking about this. But he's a really nice guy. So I tried to let him down as easy as possible.
But did something happen on the date? Something happened. There's a reason you don't want to see him, because you were into him at one point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to like put him on blast or anything, but he has this habit of like popping his gum So while we're on the date, we're having great conversation, but there would just be times when he would like zone out and he would be popping his gum, kind of like a football coach. And like, I love Friday Night Lights, but it was a little too much for me. But the whole time throughout the date, he was just popping his gum. Like, we would be talking, he's popping his gum. We're, you know, like doing what people do on dates, and he's still popping this gum. And I was like, am I overthinking this? But I talked to my friend, and she was kind of weirded out by it too. And I'm not trying to tell him what he needs to change. So I was just like, you know what? Like, let me just handle my own business and let him down easily, and we can be good.
I mean, is that the only thing you don't like about him? I mean, I think you could just say, like, next time, don't bring the gum.
Okay, but he was, like, popping the gum as we were having sex. Like, and, I mean, I can't believe I'm talking about this on the radio, but, I mean, it was really awkward. Like, it seemed like he was thinking about someone else or wasn't even there. Like, he could have been thinking about anything else while this is happening, and he's chewing his gum. Like, it was a lot for me.
That's a lot. You don't want to kiss somebody with gum in their mouth.
Like, with attitude? Like, all I'm picturing is someone, like, popping their gum, like, attitude, like, doesn't really care that, like, they're doing it.
Yeah. So I was like, I'm not trying to do this. I don't want to do this again. Again, really nice guy, but it's just, it wasn't great.
What if he was, like, insecure about his breath?
I think having gum in your mouth. Rich, said you don't want to kiss him with gum in your mouth?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. I think that's fine.
That's fine.
Kissing with gum in your mouth, that's how I do it.
You swap it.
Yeah. No, you kiss with gum in your mouth.
But I mean,
I, for some reason, I picture him laying back and she's doing whatever she's doing and he's sitting there going, popping his gum.
Right. Yeah, right.
When you pop your gum, that's like you're making small little bubbles with your gum and popping it, right?
Oh. I thought it was when he was making that clicking noise.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I thought he was like smacking it.
Yeah.
Either way.
Right, either way, but it's annoying.
It's kind of like, shouldn't you be a little more focused on what we're doing at this point?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. We're in an intimate moment.
Right. So you're doing something intimate and he's popping his gum. It's distracting. It's annoying. It's disrespectful.
Yes.
Right. And I don't know if you heard Heather, but he's kind of was jumping in a little bit. But go ahead, Bryce. You there? Now you're not popping your gum now.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm very embarrassed. I had literally no idea that. I mean, I've been on this like nicotine gum, and I'm trying to like get myself out of a bad habit that I have, and like I've just been chewing it all the time, and I guess I've like lost track of like how often I'm chewing this gum, but I'm so sorry.
I mean, I understand. I appreciate you telling me that. I mean, I hope you can understand where I'm coming from. Like, I mean, there was a point when you were on top of me and like not even making eye contact. And yeah, but like I said, like you're a nice guy. And like I get that, but that's a lot for me.
Yeah, I totally understand. Like, you know, I totally understand where you're coming from. You know, with that, but like. You know, other than that, like, rudeness, I mean, did you enjoy the date otherwise? I mean, just, like,
yeah,
be honest.
I thought it was fun. I mean, like, obviously, like, I didn't stay over, but, I mean, we ended up in there. So I had a really good time, but it just, yeah, that was a little surprising. But other than that, I had a really good time on the date.
What a visual right
all
now.
Right.
So, I still got the visual of the whole, you're on top of me, not me. Like, are you supposed to make eye contact?
What? Oh my God.
John Jay. Wow.
You are not okay.
That'd be so awkward.
It's like, man, it gets worse every day.
The idea of him going, yeah, feels good.
You're supposed to make eye contact.
Oh, that'd be weird.
Oh my gosh, there's so many things right now. It's so wrong.
That dark corner of the universe of your mind.
Yikes.
Oh my goodness.
Can't imagine.
Are you sure you don't want to walk that back? Just a hair.
You guys can work this out, right? Seems like you guys like each
other. I mean, like, I just don't want things to be weird at work, you know? But, like, and I get if you don't want to go out with me again, Heather, but, like, if I did get rid of the gum, like, I mean, would you be down to hang out again? I mean, like, I really thought you were great. and I just
would definitely be down to hang out again. Like I said, I didn't want to tell you about the gum. I was just like, you know, we work together. Let's just like keep it moving. But if you get rid of the gum, like we can hang out again.
Of course, it's gone. Like, yeah, we won't have to worry about that ever again. I had no idea.
All right, that's Second Date Update. Thank you, guys. John, Jane, Rich.
Thank you.
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.